Time to Be in Earnest by P.D. James, a fragment of autobiography. Read by Sheila Mitchell. At 77, it is time to be in earnest. Samuel Johnson. Prologue. A diary, if intended for publication, and how many written by a novelist or not, is the most egotistical form of writing. The assumption is inevitably that what the writer thinks, does, sees, eats and drinks on a daily basis is as interesting to others as it is to himself or herself. And what motive could possibly induce people to undertake the tedium of this daily task? For surely at times it must be tedious, not just for 1 year, which seems formidable enough, but sometimes for a lifetime. As a lover of diaries, I am glad that so many have found time and energy and still do. How much of interest, excitement, information, history, and fascinating participation in another's life would be lost without the diaries of John Evelyn, Samuel Pepys, Virginia Woolf, Evelyn Waugh, Fanny Burney, and Francis Kilvert. Even the diary of a fictional Victorian, Cecily Cardew, in The Importance of Being Earnest, simply a very young girl's record of her own thoughts and impressions, and consequently meant for publication, would have its appeal. I have never, up until now, kept a diary, largely because of indolence. During my career as a bureaucrat, a working day spent mainly in drafting reports or speeches and writing letters or minutes left little incentive for further writing, particularly the recording of trivia. And any writing, if it is worth doing, requires care. And I have preferred to spend...